I'm just going around in circles. So what? They don't care who you are. They want their money.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We're in a good mood now, man.
Boy,
Carter just brought in his beautiful, brand new baby girl, Sienna.
Yeah.
If I'm saying it correctly, just gorgeous eyes. Nothing like a brand new baby, Steiny.
Well, 6 months old. That's getting older by the day.
That's brand new, pal.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
At 6 months old, you already start developing bad habits.
Ah, look at you.
Both
she's
kid,
beautiful,
the kid and
Carter.
The parents.
They did well, man.
Congrats, Carter.
No doubt about it.
Way to go, buddy.
Said he golfed this morning.
I'm congratulating you. What the hell did you do? It's about your beautiful partner.
Well,
she did the work.
He had the potion.
Please.
I mean, yes, you know what I mean.
Like, everybody's got the potion.
Well.
Don't talk about that.
There you go.
Talk about whatever I want.
Hey, what's up? I'm going to the Valkyries tonight.
Nice.
0-2 against Minnie.
Hmm.
Yeah. Got to take care of that. Ball holla!
It'll be a big game.
I was disappointed we didn't get Tiffany Hayes, Valkatraz. If I had guts, I'd go up to her tonight and say, hey, that was dope.
She's not a monster.
Uh-huh.
You could probably go up and tell her that. And I don't think she'll claw your eyes out.
I hear you.
Say, hey, Daryl the Guru Johnson from 95.7 The Game. That's really clever.
That was good.
All right. Evan, talking to Evan yesterday. And, you know, we got the Warriors coming off a 37-win season. Giants. You know, obviously not having a great year. Warriors trying to bounce back from, you know, a 37-win team. And then the 49ers, who had a good year last year, despite a bunch of injuries, they made it to the playoffs and won a round.
Yep.
And, you know, they're in a little bit different of a space, but who knows how different. So I want to get into this because I think there's kind of levels to it, but Evan asked a question, and he threw the three teams out there, the Niners, the Giants, and the Warriors.
Right.
And which members of those teams right now would you be able to confidently say are part of the core of those teams? And the thing he said was, you know, pick three players off each team that are your core players. You know, that you're going to build around. Now, just indulge me for a second about the idea of building around.
All right.
Because I think when we say building around, it assumes that the people you're building around must be stars. And
I didn't take it that way, but okay. Well, obviously they're talented. Go ahead, Stan.
Well, I mean, for example, you know, I'll just throw a guy out there. I think the Giants, I think Eldridge would be a guy.
No doubt about
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, we don't know if he's a star. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
But I couldn't come up with two others to go with him. That, you know what I'm, that's how scary it is for
right.
me right now,
but,
looking at the big club.
But just be, but that, what I'm saying is just because a guy might not be a superstar down the line.
No doubt about it.
Doesn't mean that you don't want to have him on your team.
Yeah.
You know, like if.
Who knew Draymond was going to be a fixture? Even
yeah, exactly.
when he took over.
So
you know what I mean? Who knew what he was going to be?
Right. And so, but Draymond's rookie year, you wouldn't say he was part of the core.
No doubt about it.
Okay. So.
And that's why we love sports.
So who are some of the guys, like if I said Giants, 49ers, and Warriors, and you have three at the most, but you don't have to put three there.
Oh, okay, I'm okay then. Can I start with the Giants?
Sure.
I got Bryce, and that's it.
Okay.
Now, I know their farm system, the rankings, and it's kind of exciting, but you don't know what you have until we see these guys on the farm that they got from all these trades. They went from, like, what, 15th to 6th or something like that? So that's awesome. But right now, today, and I'm watching this team, especially with what's left of it, right now, I can just for sure, Steiny, say Bryce Eldridge is all I see. Wiz and Hunt, I feel like that ship has sailed and I could be cruel, but what have you, it is Bryce Eldridge. So that's the one of all I have for the Giants right now. You got a problem with that?
Well, I have, I would, like, Casey Schmidt is a guy I want to keep. And, but again, this is kind of what I'm talking about. Like, nobody wants to build around Casey Schmidt. So, yeah, if you're just saying who would you build around, I guess, but like, Casey Schmidt's already done more in his career than Eldridge. Eldridge may have more potential than Casey Schmidt, but yeah, I'm with you. It looks like Eldridge has more potential, so I would build around Eldridge, but it doesn't mean I would just because Schmidt's not a superstar, no, doesn't mean I wouldn't totally want him on the team.
Yeah, and him being hurt, I just totally, you know, he's 27 years old, Steiny, and I love what he's done. So if I want to be fair, because I totally just, because he was hurt, forgot about him, I'm going to add him to that list. So I got two Giants, Casey Schmidt and Bryce Eldridge.
All right.
He deserves that respect.
I also have the guy I have on there, and trust me, I'm not trolling.
For the Giants.
Yeah. All right. It's still Devers. It's still Rafael Devers. Yeah. He's 29 years old. He's their best home run hitter.
Well, Steiny, I think they're trying to get rid of him.
I'm sure they are, but
for right now.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Yeah. If you get rid of Rafael Devers, like what do you do about 32 homers and 80 RBIs?
Okay.
How do those get replaced?
Let's talk. What are those 32 homers and 82 RBIs done for you since he's been here? I'm not trying to poo-poo what he's done. It's not equating to winning, right? So, yeah, okay, if we lose
But are those? But is he the reason they're losing?
But he's
all I'm saying is if you take 30 homers and 80 RBIs out of your lineup, where do you get that from next year?
Well, what if you don't and you go get hope for the future?
That's cool.
With what you bring in?
That's fine.
Okay, because I feel like his timeline and where the Giants are at, you know, the two timeline thing that people hate, it's not aligned. And I just feel like something's up, man. And if they could, we'll find out. But if Buster could get off of Devers, I don't feel like he'd be like, oh, my gosh. But I hear you. 80 RBIs plus and the 30. But, Steiny, I just don't think he's destined to be here. So that's why I didn't have him down.
Okay, so.
And you're talking about Devers guy when he first came.
So if you don't want Devers here, then you do realize you're probably not going to be good for a couple years.
And I think you're going to not be good with him here.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm going on. That's how I'm going on.
I'm just wondering if you trade Devers now for a guy who's not going to be in the major leagues for 2 years, like, what do you do with 30 homers and 80 RBIs?
Well, you're about to lose 100 games possibly, and I'm not blaming Devers for all that by any stretch, but what has – the record, you can give me the
record. So I don't understand
the
this.
Record,
like,
with Devers.
Like, Devers is their – what if I said Devers is their best offensive player?
Okay, but what – and I'm taking
the page out of his fault?
I'm not saying it's his fault. My point is he hasn't changed the culture here.
Okay.
And I got a year and a half plus to go off of that, so I think I've come to the realization.
Why do you say this about Devers, but like you bring up like a guy like Kittle and Bosa, and you'll say, well, you know, can they reach that – you know,
they've already played in the Super Bowl twice.
Well, and Devers is a champion. So
not here.
What I'm getting at, Goo, is like, okay, here's what I would say about Devers. Is Devers a superstar? No, but he's the best offensive player we have. Yeah. And like, you use that argument for Curry and for McCaffrey and for Trent Williams. It's like, I'm just telling you, if you get rid of Rafi Devers, you get rid of your best offensive player, probably.
And Steiny, you got to keep it real with me. I hear you. I've been pro Devers, and I think he is a superstar. Okay, I don't know what's going on, but what I've done is I've realized, Mr. 90 game win prediction, what I've realized is this team is so far from winning or contending, I now can see, I see it, I feel it, that Devers – he can't fit, him alone can't fix this.
Okay, and
I'm ready to turn the page, and if you could flip him for some top prospects, I would be willing to do that. And I think they might want him out of here. And then maybe it's the personal part of Devers that I really just want to get out of that business. But Steiny, yeah, I'm not putting it all on him, but it hasn't worked.
But, and you, like, I... Like, when you got Rafi Depp, like, this is the part I don't understand about Devers, and I'm not a huge fan. Yeah. His numbers are very similar to Boston, right? They're pretty similar. So when you acquired Devers, you hope to get those numbers. And it's like, okay, you got those numbers for the most part. Let's say 90% of the numbers. And he's been the player who resembles the back of his card. So like, but he hasn't been a bust. And so like, but he's still your best player. I'm using your argument that you always use, which is, well, Steph, and I get it. You're going to say Steph's different. When Steph plays, when Devers plays, he hits.
Okay. I'm going to say this, Donnie, and I'm going to go one step further. And I don't know. I'm going to go Valcatraz, because I don't know how you can escape this one. This feels like the same conversation we had Klay Thompson's last year when he damn near ended up at 40% from three. And you said, and you were passionate about it, yeah, Goo, it's 40. He got there, but there was some, you know, I can't just sign off on it was 40. There were some ups and downs and some downs and ups. I feel that way about Devers and the ball club. They got so many other holes that I wasn't aware of, that I undersold, that where I feel like, yeah, you hit the back of the baseball card, but when you look at the record since he's been the inception of the trade, it just hasn't.
My question
popped.
Would be this: if you're a Giants fan and you're looking and you're looking to move off Devers, is it because you want to go young because this team is not going anywhere, or do you want to get off Devers because you're like, yeah, he's not as good as we thought? Because it can't be the second reason, is all I'm saying, can it? He's the same player.
No, it's not the second reason for me. It's one, Stoney, I don't like his body language. I don't think that his teammates like him. I could be totally wrong. And I don't feel like he, in this situation, Boston, he was a champ. Can't take that from him. I just feel like he's not a fit. I don't think the manager, I don't think they mesh. So I'm just out of the Devers business if I can be. But when you're going to tell me a guy got his numbers, but the team lost 100 games, I'm like, okay, so what's that really getting us?
Oh, look, if I used the Kuminga, you'd be like, well, why is that
okay,
on
how
Kuminga?
About this? Has the Devers trade been successful for the Giants?
No.
And I'm not blaming Devers. Right.
But
and that's how I'm looking at it.
I'm looking a little deeper than that, and I'm looking at a guy who came to the Giants, and he basically was the player they expected when they traded for him in terms of numbers. Small drop-off. Yeah. So, like, nobody can say, well, Devers has come here and just absolutely stunk.
But what if he's a clubhouse cancer?
Well,
that's
do you know that he is?
No, I feel like he is.
Okay, well, then that's a different story. I've never heard him called a clubhouse cancer. Okay. I know he's weird. I know he's a little aloof.
But Buster did tell us when he talks, Donnie, they were listening to any and everybody. And if he was that guy, he would have not been on that list, I feel.
Well, I just wonder, it's like the Giants made a trade for a guy, and when they made a trade for a guy, we were all like, this guy's a 35 homer, 90 RBI guy, blah, 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 blah. This guy's a star. He's a superstar. He's somewhere in between. Yep. He's this, that, the other. All I'm saying is he's had a year and a half or 2 years here, one year and a half here. And like, he is who he is. This is who he clearly was in Boston. So,
but what's
Posey really messed up is what I'm saying. Because
I'm mad at
it's unfair. This guy's basically doing what he's always done. It's happened to coincide for whatever reason with the team not winning, and now everybody's saying, "Well, Devers has to go." When, like, it's not like he came here and, like, when Tom Gugliotta came here and they're just like, "What happened to him? He stinks." Devers has got his numbers.
Yeah. And I was a big fan, but I'm you could say I'm being unfair, Stoney. A lot of why I want to get out of the Devers business is I believe something's going on outside of Bay. Like, that stuff matters to me. You got me on the numbers, and he's been swinging it. But, man, you've been the guy preaching the record for the team since he's come here. So it's bigger than just him. But, man, if it's not going to equate to winning, – I think it's time you look in the mirror and say,
what if I said something like this? Yeah. You know, the Giants have really wasted Devers the last year and a half. He's been the exact same player.
You
he's been in
be
Boston,
wrong.
And they wouldn't be wrong. Okay, well, that's the way I feel about, like, wasting Logan Webb. It's like, yeah, every team's got good players on a bad team.
But we're talking about a year and a half compared to 7 years,
So since Devers got here, the Giants are 91-126. They failed him. They failed Devers.
Oh, man.
I mean, you know, if I want to look at it that way, do it. I'm just saying, when I look at the Giants and I look at their ages, Devers is still only 29, and I think you can get a lot more for Logan Webb. That, and obviously Devers comes with issues, but, and if you don't want him as your core, I totally get it. I totally get it. I almost didn't put him on here either, but I was just thinking, you know, he's still a 30 home run hitter.
And the age is still sexy, but Stani, it's the personal for me, what I believe to be, you know, the personal stuff, man.
I mean, it's, but if I came in today and said, Goo, ever since the Giants got Devers, they stink, so he's obviously a cancer. You'd be like, you don't know that, Steiny. And I'd be like, you're right, I don't know that. But I just know that the coinciding, you know, the coinciding hasn't looked good. And I don't know how to explain that.
And I'm a guy still, you know, maybe I need to get a life and move on. But, man, Steiny, I watch every game, man. I try to. And that Miami thing, it meant so. Like, I feel like he doesn't even want to be here. And now that they're losing, you know, that wouldn't be a stretch. But I don't know. The numbers you're hitting me with, you sound like me. I get you. But I'm almost lightweight proud of myself because I think there's something going on. I don't want to say the manager can't check them, but I feel that way. But I just feel like the fact that we got almost 2 years worth and that he hasn't impacted winning or his numbers haven't, like, okay, Steiny, is it going to be the end of the world if you're going to lose 100 with him? When you say, how are we going to replace 30 homers and 80 RBIs? You're totally right.
But if you,
we're going to lose 100, we can do that a litany of ways.
Well, what Giant impacts winning?
Right now, not many.
Right. Not Webb, not Chapman, not Adamas, not Devers, nobody. Nobody really impacts winning.
Well, I would say Webb when he has the ball.
Okay. And I'd see Devers. I'd say Devers when he's 2-for-4 with two homers. Mm. I don't know if he's had a two-homer game. But,
you know, I feel lightweight bad that I'm saying this because, you know, I was a big Devers fan. But a lot of this, Steiny, is reading, watching with my own eyes, and just a feel I have like he's not part of their future, man.
I hear you. Disagreeing with that. I'm just saying.
Because like, the numbers are there, and I like, you know, I love the numbers. And I'm like, you hit me with them. But damn, and I'm not saying he's the sole reason they've sucked since he's come. I don't know why.
Bottom line is the Giants got the player that they expected to get.
So you're saying he held up his end?
Yes, for the most part.
But
Posey clearly didn't know enough about his track record in Boston. Because he thought popping Devers into this lineup was just going to, I don't know, elevate everybody
else.
So
did I, though. And
it was almost like Devers wasn't good enough to elevate anybody. And then he became a guy whose outs you could get. Yeah. And it's like, boy, Devers isn't that good. And you look and it's like, damn, it's almost the exact same thing as he did in Boston. So,
and I could be wrong, Snyder. He may not go anywhere. Maybe you're.
And the other thing is, I mean, you can't build, like, I'm just taking a shot here. Can you build around a guy who doesn't play a position? In Eldridge?
Yeah.
I mean, he's still, he can't.
Yeah. Evan was a little rough on him yesterday on the ground.
Devers is an average fielder, and he's five times better than Eldridge.
I said to Evan, I responded to you guys, it's spring training for the Giants right now. Miss me.
Well, and I get it, too, that you know, Eldridge is the future, but, you know, Eldridge.
He looks the part, man.
You know, we'll see. Like,
I got you.
I mean, I think Devers, if I'm looking, has probably had 5 or 6 30 home run years. We just assume Eldridge is going to do that? I don't know. So what I'm saying is, yeah, you can cast off Devers and build around Eldridge, but right now I see a hitter that isn't as good as Devers or fielder. And I get it, he's 19 or 20, whatever he is, but there's no guarantee that he's going to be, you know, 30, chalk him up every year for 30, 35 like Devers.
And I'm coming off the Kuminga L. Remember, I was a guy that thought he could be the next year.
Let's go to Shane in San Francisco. What's up, Shane? How you doing?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I had to check Willard yesterday on this subject about blaming Devers, and, you know, Willard had to get really defensive very quickly and, you know, interrupt the phone call, as one does. But
yes, Will.
Blaming Devers, man. I don't know where all this stuff comes from. And, like, again, Guru, I'm always on your side, but back-to-back times now, and I'm feeling like I don't know where you're coming up with this stuff, man. Like, the clubhouse cancer narrative? Like, are you on Twitter, bro? Like,
no, I'm watching the games. Did the Miami fiasco? Okay, listen, real quick, and you can finish. The Miami game, I will never forget. I will never forget that. You can, and I get it. Devers is a stud. But there's something going on with that dude that I believe other dudes on his team, even managers, don't feel him. And I think that stuff matters. But if it's all about just the numbers, you got me.
No, it's not about the numbers. I watch baseball just like you do. I don't rewatch the games three times a night like you do. But I watch a lot of baseball. And if you watch Devers play, other than, like, oh, he didn't run out the pop-up and stuff like that, which is, like, you know, dime a dozen type stuff. The dude is an enthusiastic ball player. Like, he wants to win. If you see him when he makes, you know, when he hits, when he's out on the base pass, when he's trying to read hits and score from second type stuff, like, dude runs. You know what I mean? Like, he goes for it. He high-fives his teammates. He gets hyped up. He's there to win. And just because that nothing burger waving off the pinch runner in the ninth or whatever that was, guess what? They lost that game, and the guy on first that pinch ran for him never made it off.
No, I got you.
And I think if you look back on it, there was two innings and extras that they ended up losing where Devers would have had an at-bat.
Okay, so, like, last thing, and I know I'm getting on Stoney's nerve.
No, you're not.
If he was great, why would Boston, and you could say I'm being unfair, but it's real now. If we're going to pull all the stops out, why is he not a Red Sox? Because he wasn't, people didn't feel him, man. He's too good. He should still be in Boston. That's what I'm telling you, man.
I'm an OG Red Sox fan, actually. I'm born in Massachusetts, so, like, I love the Red Sox. I love the whole identity. But over the last decade, I mean, the last World Series win was super special that he was a part of.
Okay.
And he played an important role in that. But, I mean, I know better than anybody, bro. Like, Boston culture is not exactly forgiving or lack of a better word. I don't know what to say in this moment. But,
well, I mean,
it's a rough crowd.
Appreciate it, Shane. And, yeah, they had legitimate issues with positions that he didn't want to play and that kind of thing. Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about who are part of the Bay Area Pro Team's core moving forward. And we're talking about Rafi Devers right now, yes or no. 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic and Safety.